Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve a leaner, fitter, healthier body on a 100% plant-based diet. I have a special guest for you today. It's been a while since I've done an interview with any athletes. I've just been teaching content like nobody's business. And it's just been a while since I've done an interview because, as you know, I have an archive on this podcast. If you've been a longtime listener or if you're a brand new listener, just go back through the episodes. You will see full episodes of some of the greatest vegan athletes out there. All of them, almost all of them. One thing's guaranteed. All of them have insanely amazing physiques. Almost all of them are champions in different divisions of physique competitions. And what I reveal is their exact workout, their exact nutrition plan, so that you can do your part to model them if that's the type of physique that you're going for. So the person I have on today, she is an NPC bikini champion, and she is a strong, devout vegan. She's been a student of our programs and courses. She's a graduate of our most advanced live training, our amazing fitness and health 2-day intensive seminar. And she now has dedicated the rest of her life to help as many other people achieve their fitness and their health goals as possible. And if you ever get the chance to meet her and see her, she's just a walking testament of what somebody can achieve on an amazing 100% healthy diet. She lives, eats, sleeps, and breathes the whole world of fitness and health. She's an incredible example. I want to introduce you to Amy Millar.
Hello, Thomas.
Amy, I want to thank you, first of all, from the bottom of my heart, just for being here on this episode today. We're going to get into, and if I hope you don't mind sharing, what you do to look as good and as fit and lean and muscular as you are on a vegan diet. And I want to go over your nutrition and your workout routine. Does that sound good?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. No, absolutely. I would have, it's an honor to have you on the show. And everybody always asks, they always want to know, what is your story about? Why on earth did you go vegan? So let's start there, and then we'll get into your training and nutrition strategies.
For sure. So I've always been a huge animal lover. And I actually used to be a pretty big meat eater. And I had some pretty unhealthy habits before. But one day I just simply made the connection. I remember I was in my kitchen and I was cooking some lean ground turkey. And I remember seeing an ant crawling on the counter, and I was going to just squash the ant. And this is just kind of the moment I made the connection. And I thought, well, what is he doing wrong? Like, why should I take his life away? Like, what's his perspective? And then I kind of looked down at the food that I was cooking, and I'm like, whoa, like, wait a minute. Same thing, right? So, and I had just kind of like, I started running into a lot of vegans, and it just was, it seemed, I'm really big on like, you know, following signs, and like, if something keeps being put in your path, maybe you should follow it. And I just kept, you know, I sat beside a vegan on a plane, and just kind of picked their brain, and they just kept coming up more and more, and vegan this and vegan that. And I thought, is this my path? And you know, when I made that connection in the kitchen, I was like, I'm doing this. I'm doing this tomorrow. And I just literally overnight, I was like, okay. I went to Trader Joe's the next day and I just bought a whole bunch of new groceries, and that was it. I didn't look back. I'm kind of all or nothing. So instead of like weaning myself off, I was like, I'm doing it. When I make my mind up, I'm just going to do it. So
it's like you had a feeling, huh? So the idea of
I really feel that it was it was just presented to me in so many different ways. Just like at a party, I'd start mingling with someone and be like, oh, I'm vegan. And like, it was just vegan. Like, you know, I look online, vegan, like, and I'm like, okay, is this what I'm supposed to do? And it just felt right. So that's why I made this transition.
What a note. I mean, you know, there's a lot of vegan stuff that is being finally put out in mass media all over the place. I mean, celebrities are going vegan. Yeah. It's cool to become vegan. People are finally, the whole idea of understanding how to build muscle, lose fat on a vegan diet, it's caught fire. A lot of people are doing it successfully. Bodybuilders are going vegan. They're winning contests. So it's out there, yet, you know, there's only some people that kind of choose to notice it. It sounds like you chose to notice it, not just that it was presented to you, but I'm guessing deep down inside, it was it was strumming a chord for you.
For sure it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, yeah, yeah, I gotta say, I wasn't, when I went vegan, I was, of course, I was married to a vegan. All right, my wife went vegan way before I did, and so I'm living with a vegan, so it's in my face every single day, and I was just resisting it. I noticed it, but I never saw it as the path that I was going to go down. But she tricked me. But you knew kind of in your heart that this was where you kind of wanted to go.
Yeah, I think so. And like I said, I've always been an animal lover, like extreme, but we're just so desensitized with everything. And, you know, the names that they call certain things, like beef and pork, and, you know, though, like, we've been conditioned to be this way. So of course it seems like foreign, and like, we've been taught all these things, you know, like milk is good for bones and this and that. So it's like going the complete opposite direction of everything we've been told, you know, but, yeah, it's the best decision I've ever made. So I'm very happy.
So it sounds like you're an animal loving vegan first, and a health and fitness vegan second.
Right. Ultimately the connection that I made, I was like, wow, I gotta do this. And then the benefits are just for the health and the environment and the animals and saving water. Like it's endless. It's thing after thing. So it's all pros. And you don't miss out on anything. I really want to like clarify that. And that's one of the things I was really worried about when I first made this decision. Like, oh, I'm going to miss out on like, you know, Thanksgiving dinner. Or, oh, I'm going to miss out on this. Or what about like, there's vegan options for everything. And it's only going to keep getting better and better. And it already is. Like every time I go to the grocery store, there's new products and, you know, they're advertising it more. And I really think that we're at the beginning of a wave, and it's great. I love seeing it mainstream. I think actually Dr. Oz was doing I saw online that he's doing a show today, and it's around veganism. So it's great. It's catching fire, and it's expanding. So I'm so happy about that.
Yep. Vegan has become a thing. 100%. Vegan fitness has become a thing. 100%. Mm-hmm. There's just no denying it. You can't avoid it. It's always in your face now, which is amazing. Yeah. I'm so happy about that. Yeah. It's never been easier to be a vegan right now. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your first initial steps into going vegan. I'll tell you, for me, it wasn't easy. I thought everything, mm-hmm. I had very similar fears to you. I thought it was going to have a negative impact on my body. Once I go vegan, mm-hmm. I thought I was going to have to also deal with the pain of not being able to eat the food that I like to eat, like all the mm-hmm. meat and the dairy. I was a freaking dairyaholic, and I was a meataholic for sure. And mm-hmm. I didn't have a lot of luck going vegan for the first 8 months. It took me about 8 months to figure out how to do it. What about you? When you launched in, what happened to your body?
To be completely honest, my body went through a major detox. And at first, and you know, I honestly thought about like not giving up, but like, I'm like, is this like supposed to be happening? But luckily I was surrounded by lots of people who were vegan. Like I knew a few people and friends, and they were like, this is just your body, like going through a detox, and it's changing, and it will balance out. And I think some people do struggle with that, but I also think there's like people just make the transition easily. I just really think it depends on you. But for me, I was very muscular. And when I made the change, I just started like kind of swelling a little bit, like, but then it all balanced out, and it was only for a few weeks. And I think, I don't know, it was like I was retaining water or what was happening, but like my skin got better, and then like my eyes got clearer, and I was sleeping better. And the number one thing for sure that I noticed was my recovery levels. Like, when I was eating, you know, meat, I didn't eat too much dairy. I was more into like meat. It was just, I was so sore all the time, even taking like glutamine and stuff like that. Like I would collapse on the floor, like from workouts. Like I was just so exhausted. And when I made this change, I couldn't even, like my workouts, I had so much energy, and I wasn't tired, and I was lifting heavier. Like that was immediate. But my body did go through a detox, and I felt a little bit sick. So what I did was I did like a colon cleanse for 10 days, and that seemed to really help me. So I would recommend people maybe looking at doing like a cleanse, and just getting, you know, all of those products out of your body and just starting on a new, you know, fresh slate is great. So, but it does, it all balances out, and it's worth it because it's longevity, right? So if you have to go through a couple of weeks of like, oh, you know, what's my body doing? It will balance out. Like the human body is incredible.
You did a colon cleanse?
I believe that's what it was. It's called Dr. Schultz, and it's like a charcoal powder, and you take it daily. And it just, there's a lot of bowel movements, and it just kind of,
where do you put it? You eat it, you put it in your mouth, or does it go up the other end?
Yeah, you stir it into your water. It's like a charcoal powder with, I'm not sure exactly what's in it. But yeah, you stir it into the water, or you can take it in pill form. And then you just drink it, and you have more and more each day. And then by the end of day 10, you're like, oh my God, like,
okay. It's called a colon cleanse, but you're drinking it. It's not like you're stirring a liquid and shoving it up your, okay.
No, you take it orally.
Well, I'm glad
it's
I
either
asked,
in a pill form or powder.
Okay. Well, then I get it. Cause there's no way I could continue with this episode without asking you, how did you go from deciding to start a vegan diet? And okay, makes perfect sense. I've never done a colon cleanse before. I just imagine that it would just be messy.
Well, you know, you do want to definitely be around a washroom. when nature calls, it calls hard. So you got to go. But it really does feel good to just literally eliminate those products from your body, and like crazy things come out of you.
It sounds like you had a good experience moving into a vegan diet. Then
absolutely. Yeah.
So my question, I had a bad experience. And when I look back at it now is because all I did, and I want to know what your strategy was or how you decided to kind of turn your diet into vegan. Because all I did in the beginning was I just took all of the protein I was eating, because all my protein was meat. That's all. It was just freaking meat and whey protein. And all I did was I just swapped it for fake vegan meat. So I was eating just tons of soy hot dogs, and then just swapped out my protein powder, my whey protein powder, for like a pea protein powder. And then I took whatever else, like just all my dairy products I was eating, just switched to vegan dairy substitutes. That's it. That's all I did. I kept everything the same, and I got horrible results when I did that. How did you transition into vegan?
I didn't do that. I basically just went to the grocery store and just, I did a little bit of research online, and like, you know, and I just went and I got vegetables, and I bought like lentils. Like, when you make this change, for me anyways, there's a whole other realm of food that opens up to you that you didn't even know existed. Tofu, seitan, tempeh. Like I'd heard of tofu, but I'd never eaten it. You don't really know about these things when you're eating all the other non-vegan food. Just other forms of vegetables, and just things like that. So, you know, I went and I got some lentils, cause I'd never really had lentils before. And just loaded up on like beans, healthier things. And then, you know, like tofus and stuff like that. And then I just was off to the races. I just started eating, in the beginning I was eating a lot of bowls, a lot of, you know, like with a grain, and then some, steamed veggies, and then like hemp seeds on top. Or nutritional yeast, that's a big one. I had no idea what that was, and I'm super addicted to it now. It's so good. It's like that cheesy powder that you put on everything. It's like Parmesan, and it's wonderful.
Yeah,
so,
it's got a nickname. It's called Nooch.
Yeah, Nooch, that's awesome. That's like Booch, like kombucha.
Yeah, Booch.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was very trial and error, though. I just kind of did it on my own, and but yeah, just learning about all these new food options. And
let's back up for a second, because so you started eating tofu and tempeh, And
yeah,
it's always important to discuss this on my episode. So anybody who's listened to any of my previous stuff, like I go off on educating people about tofu and tempeh, because everybody's
right.
So many people are just irrationally scared of soy, and they just group every soy-based food under the same category of evil. It's bad for you, estrogen, mm-hmm. phytoestrogens, you're gonna get bitch tits. All this bad mm-hmm. stuff is gonna happen. And I fire back and say, well, that you can't just say soy is bad for you. Like I have tested soy isolate protein and I've gotten bad results. But then when I eat mm-hmm. the same amount of tofu or tempeh or just plain soybeans, the results have been absolutely incredible. What's been your experience with soy, with tofu and with tempeh? Have you ever had any negative experience with eating tempeh or tofu?
No, never. And I come across the same problems as well. I just actually had this conversation with a group of girls, because someone's like, oh, I don't eat tofu because of that. I was like, no, like this is a different estrogen. Like it's, you know, and from my understanding, it was the dairy industry that way back in the day, they didn't want competition. So they started putting out all these rumors about the soy industry. But yeah, I mean, major scientists and people who are super evolved with vegan diets, like they all say the same thing. And soy is not a bad thing to consume. I love it. I wouldn't say I eat tons of it. And I also believe everything in moderation, right? Like if you eat one thing all the time, that's not good for you. So just having a healthy balance, but I'd say I eat it almost every day and I've had no negative results. Like there's nothing bad that's come of eating soy and I will continue eating it. So
if like, let's just say that people were right. The ones that are scared of soy, right? The things that they're scared about is that it's suddenly going to drastically raise your estrogen levels in your in your biochemistry, which means, and I always look at things from 100% a results standpoint. It's just the people are just so wrong most of the time with theories and hypotheses. Whatever you think you're right on one year, you're found to be totally wrong the next year, and then the year after that.
Right.
So let's just look at the results and let's just figure out how to get there. So let's just say if they were right, and that in fact that the tofu contains all these ingredients that are going to be estrogen and estrogen-like, then we mm-hmm. should start seeing symptoms of overconsumption of estrogen or raised estrogen levels. So that means, what do you typically see? You know this as a woman. What are the typical traits of having elevated estrogen levels?
I would say fat
on the hips, extra big boobs, differences in energy
hormonal,
levels,
like
inability to put on muscle, moody, hormonal, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Now, those of you who are, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you can't see Amy in this podcast, but if you go to our Vegan Body Revolution website, or if you just look up Amy Millar, M-I-L-A-R, you'll see this woman has no fat on her hips. It's just, there's no fat that exists like anywhere on her body. And she, this woman, when you look at her, has no trouble putting on muscle. I mean, this woman's more buff than most men that I know. So just looking at it purely from a results standpoint, from a results standpoint, let's say that, you know, that soy, that tofu, soy from tofu and tempeh did in fact raise estrogen levels. Really what it boils down to is it actually affecting our health in a negative standpoint? And if it's not putting on fat, if it's not decreasing our performance, if it's not affecting our ability to gain muscle, there's really nothing to be scared of, right?
Right.
So that's all, that is even giving the huge, ridiculous benefit of the doubt that anybody's claim that it has these detrimental effects is true. It's obviously not. So I'm glad that tempeh and tofu is a part of your diet. And obviously it's never caused any negative effects before.
Right. Yeah. And sorry, just to correct you, Thomas, it's M-I-L-L-A-R.
Oh, two L's. M-I-L-L-A-R.
Yeah. 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 You got
it. If you're driving in a car, make sure that you stop the car before you go and look Amy up.
Yeah. No texting and driving.
Not a good thing.
Be safe.
Not a good thing.
No.
I'm telling you. Cell phones are going to be the new leading cause of accidents, hands down. I see myself I've got my navigation. I use my cell phone for my navigation. Even though I've got navigation on my cars, I still use my cell phone as navigation because nothing freaking beats Google Maps and Waze. Are you kidding me? It's like the best thing ever.
For sure.
But the problem is I got to have internet going on while I'm using it. And then like notifications pop up. It's like, oh man, there's a part of me that just wants to look at my cell phone.
Yeah.
Stop the car. It's just dangerous. Yeah. I'm telling you, not good. Anyway, let's get back. Let's talk about more vegan stuff. So Amy, I envy the experience that you had because I didn't have that same experience until after like 8 or 9 months. And I finally got rid of a lot of the processed stuff that I was eating.
Yeah.
It sounds like you right out the gate were eating a very whole food plant-based diet right from the start. I wish I did that. I would have had just a much easier time of being able to create gains on a vegan diet. It just seems to be unanimous across the board that whole food plant-based just seems to be the way to go. If you're going to be plant-based, it's got to be whole food plant-based. It's very difficult to have a healthy, great physique with a lot of processed vegan foods.
Right.
So I think what I want to do, Amy, is let's move into, you know what, let's save this for the next episode. Now that our audience, we've got a good idea of kind of who you are, what your experience has been, why you went vegan. Let's end this. And in the next episode, let's talk about your nutrition. We'll just kind of continue this conversation from there. And, you know, I have one more question before we get into, when I say nutrition, what I specifically mean is I want to know, what are you eating to look the way you do? And anybody who wants to have an incredibly lean and like just total defined physique like you, they're going to want to know the same thing. But you are a trainer. You train clients and you show them how to create amazing physiques on a vegan diet. Have you ever had any negative experiences with soy from tofu or tempeh with any of your clients? How about your male clients?
Nope, not at all. In fact, my one client, he's moved away from eating a lot of animal products, and I think he's totally digging the soy. So I've had nothing negative to come of for myself or my clients with soy or tempeh. So it's a part of my programs. Obviously, if someone's got an allergy or something like that, because it is an allergen. But I've had no bad experiences with it, and I love it. It tastes delicious, and it really complements dishes. So. It's great. It's great protein. And it absorbs the flavor of whatever you're cooking with, which I really love about it as well.
Let's put tofu and tempeh and soybeans back on the menu.
Yes, of course.
Okay, cool.
No Amy, more hate on the soy.
I know. Stop hating the soy. Stuff is great. The stuff is really good. Just stay away from the processed stuff. And that's just in general.
Right.
Stay away from the soy protein powders. They just don't seem to work very well. Get in whole food.
And I also too, you know, in my programs, I do stress for people to get, you know, non-GMO organic tofu. I think that's important, especially for tofu. But that's it. I mean, if you're eating organic tofu, you're good to go.
You're listening to Amy Millar. That's 2 L's, M-I-L-L-A-R. Feel free to look her up. We're going to do 2 more episodes. In the next episode, we're going to go over her complete nutrition plan that she uses to look and feel the way she does. And in the episode after that, we're going to go over her whole training regimen, which is the second component of what she does to look and feel the way she does. And in the third episode, we're going to reveal all of Amy's contact information, so you're going to know exactly how to get in touch with her. If you want to reach out to her, she's got an Instagram account. You'll be able to also send her some messages, hopefully via email, and a website's going to be coming out soon for her. So stay tuned for all of that. If you haven't already, make sure, those of you who are interested in learning how to build muscle on a vegan diet, I've been putting out this information for a couple of years now, but the first product I ever put out, which is totally free, it's an ebook. You just go to veganmusclebook.com. That's still in existence, and the principles that I teach in there still hold 100% true. It is my go-to way of building as much muscle as I want in the shortest time possible on a vegan diet, and it's helped, at this point, hundreds of people all over the world do the same thing. So that's free. Just go to veganmusclebook.com. Also, we've got something pretty cool that we've been putting out for the past few months this year. It's called the Smoothie Shred Challenge. All we do is we show you the recipes, we show you workouts, so that you can raise your metabolism, get leaner, get fitter, lose some weight, get healthier, and we do it 100% for free, and we support you 100%. Just go to smoothieshred.com and go ahead and join our challenge. You're also going to find that smoothieshred.com is also a resource. I have some great videos that will help you really understand and master the task of weight loss. It should not be something that's difficult. It should be something that's easy, but it only becomes easy once you truly understand it. So all the resources are there, 100% free for you, ladies and gentlemen. And also use that website to go ahead and reach out to us, connect with us. We'd love to hear what you think about this episode. And I'll be giving you more updates. If you want to join our list there, I'll give you updates on the show. We're going to be doing a whole redesign of the Vegan Body Revolution website, which is going to have all of the different episodes out really soon. And it's going to be in a nice, easy to find format. So I hope you enjoy the show. Again, this is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution show, and I will catch you on the next episode.